Tonight, what we're learning tonight should be for Refuah Shleima for Alter Shimon Yecheskel ben Rachel Chana, young boy who needs Refuah, that's Hashem, and for Yeshua's for all of Klal Yisrael. We're in the middle of a very, very big time. A big, big zman of growth. Yimei Svira. Omer are very, very big days of growth. You know, sometimes, hopefully, you're past the stage in life, and now it's not even a shaila. But you know, we all remember when we were younger, as kids, we'd ask, oh, "Are you still in Svira? Are you still in Svira? Still counting with the bracha?" Although the emes is on, specifically when you make early Shabbos, you have, that's the one time it's a little bit tricky, and you could forget. Because hopefully we go to Ma'ariv every night, but if you make early Shabbos, you can't count yet, so you have to do something, give you meramez yourself to remind yourself to count, but pretty much it's not such an inyan by us so much anymore. I don't think people in this room, but Lemaisa could happen, but it's definitely not, it's not a game anymore like that. We're not discussing like that. But Le'emes, Be'emes, much more important than the counting itself is the growth that we're doing during these days. The counting is to teach us and to remind us of these 49 days that we were lifting ourselves from the 49th level of Tumah to a state of Tahara to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah, and they're very important days of growth. So Halavai, hopefully each and every one of us is taking these days seriously and using the days to grow in the proper way that we should be. And all these parishes are obviously filled with ideas and chizik and growth. And I want to talk about one specific area tonight. You open up, it's Parshas Tazria Metzora, and we'll focus on the primary focus of those parshas, and that is Saras. And the Pasuk says in Perek Yidal, in Parshas Metzora, Pasuk Dal, V'tziva HaKohen, after someone had Saras, and he was already becoming tar from the tzaras, siva koyim v'lokach l'mitayer. So he had to bring shtei tziparim, two birds. As Rashi teaches us, the birds represent the chitter chatter. Birds are always tweeting, always like kilu. They're talking too much. As one who talks too much ends up in a state of lashon hara, in a state of tzaras. Shtei tziparim chayas tohoros ve'eitz erez, a cedar wood. We'll see in a minute. Ushni solas, and some wool and some ve'ezov and a hyssop. And Rashi tells us why the eight erez, why the cedar wood. Lefishenagon ba magasas haruach, because saras comes because you have a baligaiva. You're a baligaiva. There's many different things, reasons why Saras comes, but the main, we know Lashon Hara, what are you doing Lashon Hara? You're putting down other people to lift yourself up. You're a Balgaiv, if Gas is a Ruach, you're haughty. You're a haughty individual. Eitz Erez is a strong tree. Cedar trees are very strong, represents Gaiva. And why the Shnisalas, the Ezov? So the next Rashi, Matakantu Visrape, what's the Dakana? What's the Refuah? Yashbilatzmo Migaivaso. Kitolasu ke'ezov. These are very small, little, tiny things. Represents humility. We have to be humble. We have to take our way away from that state of gaiva. That's why the erez. That's why the ezov. What's the source of this Rashi? Where's the Rashi get this from? Where's Rashi? What's the source of this Rashi? So we all know that the wisest of individuals of all of history was Shlomo HaMelech. And in Malachim Aleph, it tells us about this, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Tes, Vayitein Elokim Chachma L'Shlomo Usvuna Harbe Mod. Hashem gave Chachma and Bina, tremendous knowledge to Shlomo HaMelech. V'rochav Lev Kachol Asher Al Svas Hayom. His heart was wide with understanding, like the sand on the edge of the sea. He was wiser than all the people in the East. I guess the Eastern people had a lot more knowledge. And all of the Chachma Mitzrayim, the Yechel Mikol Adam, and he was wiser than any individual. And it mentions a bunch of people here. I don't believe we know who these people are. Eson, Hazrachi, Haman, Kalkol, Dardai, B'nei Machol. I don't believe we know who these people are. Vishmo b'chol agoyim saviv. Everybody knew about him. Everybody knew the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. And then, let's read a little bit more. Vayidaber shloshos alavim mashal. He would speak 3,000 mashals. Shloshos alavim mashals. 3,000 mashals. Vayihi shiro chamish avalef. And his songs are 1,005. Vayidaber al eitzim min ha'eretz. And he'd speak about the wood of cedar asher balvanon, which is in Lebanon. V'ara ezov, until the hysop, asher yotze bakir, that grows in the walls, right? The little, like, greenery, which grows out of the wall. So Shlomo Melech, what is this? What's going on here? 3,000 mashals, 1,005 songs. And he spoke about the wood, and he spoke about the hysop. What is that all about? So this is a medrash. Listen to this, chevra. Medrash in B'midbar Rabbah, Parshas Chukas. Rabbanan Amri, Shloshes Alavim Mashal, a Kol Pasuk Upasuk. When it says he says 3,000 Mashalim, it means 3,000 Mashalim, 3,000 ideas on every single Pasuk on the Torah. Imagine? Wait, but it goes further. The Elef Chachanisha Tomim, a Kol Mashal Mashal. The 1,005 songs were reasonings and ideas within the 3,000 Mashals, within each one. Okay? Let me just read a little more. And then it goes on. Shiro v'enksiv kan el shiro. Shiro shel mashal. It's not his songs, like separate songs. It's shiro, the shiro of the mashal. The song within the mashal. The deeper pshat within the mashal. And then it goes on. V'yidaber al eitim. He spoke about wood. V'chiyefter al adam odaber al eitim. What does that mean? El amar shlomo neima mitzora. What's the wood that the eight arrows? Why is the Mitzorah find Tara through the highest of highs, meaning the grandest of plants, which is the eight arrows, and the lowest of lows, the Ezov, because he lifted himself up, he had gaifa. He was haughty. Like the eight arrows, he had saras. And he lowers himself like the Ezov, Nisrape the Ezov. That's the source of Rashi. Listen to this. Listen, let's just do a little cheshbon. See who's very good at math, I don't know. I don't know if anyone in here could do this math, but listen. Shalom HaMelech. 3,000 Mishalom, 3,000 Pshatim on every Pasuk. And 1,005 Pshatim within each Pshat. So what's 3,000 times 1,005? 3,000 times 1,005 is...
Within, yeah. 300.
Within each of the 3,000, 1,005. What?
315,000.
3 million.
3 million. Very good. Yes, 3 million 15,000. This is Medrash. I'm reading you Chazal. Every Pasuk in the Torah, Shlomo HaMelech was able to tell 3 million 15,000 ideas. Understand the depth of Torah. You understand Chachma Elokis. You understand what it is just to read a Pasuk in Rashi. You understand how it is that literally in every word of Kol HaTorah you can find Kol HaTorah. If you understood what that just meant. Mamish, that's why you start when you, the more you learn, the more you spend time learning, the more you start to see this. Trust me, like, I've spoken about this before, and it's mamish. I see it more and more every day, and I'm nothing could imagine what people were something. You know, it's like when you have the schus to put together shiurim, you have the schus to put together shiurim and to give over shiurim and try to. So you think how sometimes you have to put together 2-3 shiurim a week, 4 shiurim a week, whatever it might be, and you don't have so much time, and you're busy with a million different things. How are you gonna have time to put together a shiur? Hanging up time. So sometimes, okay, you could open up a sefer, and the sefer gives you the whole shiur, Baruch Hashem. Okay, beautiful. Sometimes you want to build from yourself, but when you have an idea in the Torah and you really understand, it's very simple. Anywhere you look in Torah, you're going to see the same idea. Anywhere, you know, it is something you think, what do you mean? You know, they talk like if you learn Daf Yomi and you learn something, I just saw that in Daf Yomi, I just saw that. You know why it is? Because every Daf of Daf Yomi has everything in Kol Tarkul in it also. It's just you have to open up your eyes and be able to see it. So every pasuk in the Torah could teach you about Ben al-Makom, could teach you about Ben al-Machavero, could teach you about everything. You start to open up your eyes because as Shlomo HaMelech, 3,015,000 ideas in every pasuk. But that's not what I want to talk about. Listen, how many pasukim are in the Torah? There are 5,845 pasukim in the Torah. So if Shlomo HaMelech said 3,015,000 pshatim on every pasuk, 3,015,000 pshatim on every pasuk, and there are 5,845 pesukim in the Torah, I can't imagine any of us could do this in our heads. Maybe someone's like a Rain Man here, or maybe in Yavin, I don't know, before your time, but maybe you're holding. But Lemaisa, again, 3,015,000 times 5,845 is 17,622,675,000. That's how much, how many ideas Shlomo HaMelech shared on Torah. 17,622,675,000.
I
have no. Maybe if you add up all the gematria, all the letters in the Torah. Imagine, try it, Dovi. You could do it, right? I don't know, but wait. But listen to this. Okay, fine. Shkoyach. And here, that the Medrash is teaching us here this, and it's based on the Pesukim and Malachim. And of all the Pshatim, the one that is chosen to encompass all of those. The one that's chosen in this medrash is to tell us the pshat of Eitz Erez ve'Ezov. The one based, obviously, that's what the Pesukim choose. That's what Malachim choose. Out of all the pshatim, what do we want to see an example? I'll tell you the example that Eitz Erez, that when a metzora has to be metara themselves, they bring an Erez because they were gaivadik like the Erez, and they bring an Ezov so that they should have a nivus, they should have a humility, they should lower themselves like the Ezov. Okay, beautiful pshat. But we have to understand tonight, of all of the Torah, of all the 17 billion pshatim of Shlomo HaMelech, why is that the quintessential example of Shlomo HaMelech's Chachma? Why is that what has been chosen to teach us about Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech? Let's understand. There's another medrash. There's a medrash in this week's parasha. Zois Torah Negat Taras. The medrash says, and it quotes five different psukim by Taras that start out Zos Torah, Zos Tia Torah, Zos Tia Torah Mitzorah, Zos Torah Serbon Negat Taras, Zos Torah Lachol Negat Taras, Zos Torah, Zos Torah, Zos Torah, five times. Lalam Decha, listen to this line, I'm just reading you Chazal, I'm reading you medrash. And Vayikra Abba, Lamdecha, Shekol Ha'oimer Lashon Hara, Oiver Al Chamishi Chumshei Torah. When you're Oiver on Lashon Hara, you're over on the entire Torah. Not one lav, not even whatever calculation the Chavetz Chaim gives you, where he gives you, you know, a few more than one. Kol Oiver Al Chamishi Chumshei Torah. Lefichach, Moshe Mazir Yisrael, therefore Moshe warned us, Zois Tias Torah Mitzorah. This is the Torah of the Mitzorah because, and five times, Keneged Chamishah Chumshei Torah. This is the Torah, meaning this is all of Torah. So we're getting somewhere, obviously. We understand that Tzaras is something very big. Tzaras is called Torah. We understand somehow that this concept of Anivus is all-encompassing somehow, is the prime example of the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech. But let's understand this a little bit deeper. Let's try to understand. The Sefer HaKedus Yitzchak, so he tries to explain this medrash of the Lashon Hara being Keneged Chamisha Chamisha Torah. He explains that if you look, Chamisha Chamisha Torah, in each of the five books, Lashon Hara is discussed to show you how important it is. That in Bereishis we already have the Nachash talking Lashon Hara against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have Yosef talking Dibasam Ra about his brothers. And we have in Shemos Dasan and Aviram telling Paro about Moshe. And we have in Vayikra, Vayikra has Riyam and Torah, these Parshios. Bamidbar has it in Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. In Bamidbar is Shalach is the Meraglim. In Devarim, if you look Ayin and Rashi at the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us of Chet Meraglim, reminding us of Miriam. So all five books talk about Lashon Hara. So that's what it means, Oyver Achamishi Chumshe Torah. But Lamaisa, that's a nice pshat. That's not what the Medrash says. You're over al chamishi shemoshe Torah, like all of it, not just on parts of it within the five books. What's pshat? So we have to understand the Gemara Chulin. Gemara Chulin, Daf Pei Tes, Amud Aleph. Listen closely, Chevra, if you don't know this Gemara, because this Gemara tells us what it means to be a Yid. This Gemara tells us where the Ahava Kadosh Baruch Hu has from us come from. And the Ahava is so deep. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves each and every one of us in the deepest of ways. And it's a love that can never be broken. I think one of the Chevra told me that the Rabbina said what I'm about to say over a couple times. And I can imagine Rabbina saying it in a different way than I'm going to say it. But I happened to learn it today in the Maral. That we all know Kaflam Harkigigas. And we're going to talk about Kaflam Harkigigas in a few moments. So the Maral says by Kaflam Hargigigas, amongst all the Maral says a lot by Kaflam Hargigigas in a few different places. But one of the things he says so beautifully is that the reason why Kaflam Hargigigas, the reason why Hashem forced us into the Torah, was because then it was an act of Aines. And what's the halacha by an act of Aines when a man rapes a woman? That you can't divorce such a woman. You have to take that woman, you can never get rid of that woman. That woman's with you forever. Kaflam Hagigigas was a symbolism of Kaviyachal, whatever that means, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anis us into a relationship, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom can never walk away from us. It's a beautiful idea if you think about it.
What Moshe Rabbeinu so scared about after Chet Ego?
That'd be wipe out. Wipe out Klal Yisrael. It's an Einish. It's a good question.
Not getting rid of them.
It's true. It's not getting rid of them, but it's getting rid of
Lachzu
Soyvavo.
Who's the
Chasim?
Who's the Kalam?
Kesh Baruch Hu's the Chasim, obviously. Yeah.
So for Onus, the din is that it's only you can't get divorced, but that's only if the Isha is like willing to get married.
If Isha wants to be with you,
yeah.
If we don't want to be. So the eagle shows that he didn't want to be with us.
We don't want to be with him.
Very good, Shmuel Ephraim. Yeah, those good terms. Beautiful. Right, the Isha doesn't have to, is not forced into it. The man's forced into it. If we mamash chayte eagle, is us walking away completely from the Rabbonu Shalom, so then the bond has been broken. Good. Like it. Anyways, Lubayis do this tremendous Ahava. Lemaisa, this tremendous Ahava the Rabbonu Shalom has towards us. But let's listen to where the Ahava comes from. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Tes Ma'alf. Amar in the right in the middle. Amar LaMakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Chushkeini b'chem. Chushkeini, I have a cheshek for you. I yearn. I want you. I desire you. Shafilu b'shah shani mashbi alechem g'doyla. Why, even when I influence, I mashbi upon you greatness. Atem matim atzmachem lefanai. You lower yourself. You have humility. You have anivus. Where do we see it? Raya after raya. Nasati gedoyla l'Avram. I gave greatness to Avram. Avam on goyim. What does Avram say? V'anoichi ofer ve'efer. In Parshas Vayeram. Dust and ashes. L'moshe v'Aaron. I gave greatness to Moshe and Aaron, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. To lead us out of Mitzrayim. Omar v'nachnu mo. What are we? L'David. David Amelech, v'anoichi solas v'lo ish. Is what David Amelech says. I'm like tolas. I'm like a worm maggot v'lo ish. Not even a man. I'm nothing. Avol oivdi chachavim ain't okayin. By the way, chachavim pum fakert. Nasati gedol nimrod. I gave greatness to Nimrod. Amar Hava Nivne Lanu Yir. Go build the city. I'm greater than God. Leparo Amar Mi Hashem. It goes on and on. Lazan Cherev. Lemuchanetzar. Lechiram, and we're going to get to Lechiram Melech Tzur. Lechiram Melech Tzur, remember that for a little bit later. It's the biggest Baal Gaiva, perhaps. Lechiram Melech Tzur. So Gemara Chulin is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshek lanu because we have anivus, because we have humility. Anivus is what Hashem wants within us. Humbleness, humility. Gaiva is what He hates. Hashem Melech Geish Levesh. Hashem is the only one that has the ability to be that, and what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Geish, meaning He's the only one that He has a desire that others should look up to Him, and that's only for our own good, that's for another time. As the Igeres Ramban speaks about so beautifully, when we have Gaiva, we're Mayrid B'Malchus. We're Mayrid B'Malchus, we're taking the Levush, Hashem Melech Geish Levesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves when we're humble, when we have humility. We're going to explain that in a few minutes. And we see that that was the foundation of Torah. As we all know, we learned it when we were very small. One of the earliest teachings we learned when we were in nursery and kindergarten. Preparing for this Yontif, Be'ezer Shem, Ba'aleinu L'toyva, Kabbal Zatorah, was that the Kabbal Zatorah was on Har Sinai, and we all know those chazals about Har Sinai was the smallest of mountains. That we all know. The smallest of mountains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us the foundation of my relationship with you is your anivus, your humility. The foundation, therefore, of Torah is being humble. And who is the one that's going to bring us that Torah? Of Ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam. It's that midah, Mikol HaMidos, anivus, humility. Listen to what I saw from the Shvili Pinchas. He develops it based on the Imre Yosef in the name of Rav Shmelk of Nicholsberger. So listen to what he says. His Gemara is in Sota. If you want to read, the Gemara is about Gaiva and Anivus. So there are all these Gemaras in Sota, Dafdal, Dafhe. So first of all, the Gemara tells us, and that's the Gemara, by the way, by Har Sinai, the Gemara in Dafhe and Aleph and Sota. Then Gemara tells us, "Amar Rav Chisda v'itema mar ukfa kol adam sheyesh bo gasas ruach." Anyone who has gaiva, listen to this. "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu ein aniva hu yicholim dar ba'olam." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I and him, we can't live together." So if there's gaiva, we're not with Hashem. The Gemara in Kedushin follow this, right? So with gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. We're in Kedushin that Lam in Amabei's famous Gemara. Amr of Shimon Levi, Yitzro Sha'adam is Gabra love b'chol yom. Our Yitzhar is Mizgabra upon us every day. The Yitzhar is trying to kill us. We know it. We all understand. That one, by this Gemara, we've all proved. We all know it every single day, right? Every single day we live with Taiva. Every single day we live with Atzlus. Every single day we're fighting. The Yitzhar is strong every day. We're net, right? Mizgabra, we all know this. If we don't know it, that means we've fallen so low that we don't even understand what we're battling against. Shem Yirachim. Umavakesh Hamiso wants to kill us. Vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us, in Yachalo, we would never be able to defeat it. We would never be able to defeat the Yetzara. What comes out? What comes out here? What comes out? We just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says if we have gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to live with us, not going to be with us. And we also said that Yetzer Hara is trying to defeat us every day, and the only reason we're matzliach because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's with us, is Ozer Lanu. But if we're Baal Gaiva, we got no chance. If we're Baal Gaiva, Yetzer Hara Vad is getting to us. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be with us, lo Ezer lanu. Because ein ani v'hu dar boilam, and that's why the Gemara says in Soita Dal and Beis, Amar Yochanan Mishum Mishum Beishim Beichai, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gazas Ruach Kilo Oyved Avod Zuchavim. Because that's where you're going to end up. You're going to end up Oyved Avod Zuchavim. You're about Gaiva finished. You have no chance. The Yisoid, Shir Yisoid is in our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that we have a nivus, that we have humility. So the Shir Pinchas extends this and says so beautifully, listen globally. Now we can understand that Gemara and Shabbos, Peches, Kafel and Hakigigas, everybody asked, Toysos asked on the spot, everybody asked, what was the need for Kafel and Hakigigas? We said Nasa Vinishma, we wanted it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? So Pinchas Friedman, the Shir Pinchas, based on that Torah, of what Gaiva can do to a person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says as follows. And he understands so beautifully that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kafilim hahar kagigas meant that har, by the way. I don't know how many of you, if you think about it, but kafilim hahar, that har, meaning Har Sinai. It was that har, it wasn't just a har. Hahar, the har, which are Har Sinai. Kafilim har kagigas. He took the har and he put it on top of us, by the way, kagigas, like a beer vat, meaning it totally covered us. It encompassed us. For what reason? Not like many say, there's a lot of approaches to this, and the Maral goes at length about, not for now, but Rav Pinchas Friedman says, because he wanted that this Yisoid of that Har Sinai, which represents Anivus, the lowliness of Har Sinai, has to be in our hearts and souls. It has to be encompassing us completely. That has to be our foundation of Kabbalah Torah. Because Im Lav Shom Tekuraschem, that's the Lashon, right? Shom Tekuraschem, that's going to be your end. Because if you don't have the Anivus, I'm not going to be with you, and the Yitzhar is going to take over you, and you're going to end up nowhere. We need the Anivus. We need Anivus. We need humility. In so many ways, we need humility. Vade for Torah. I'm going to tell you something. We can stop this in the middle for a second. We can press stop and then continue to record. You know, I want to tell you something. So we have to understand. We have to understand the importance of Anivus. You know the story. I went to. I'm pretty sure it was about Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber. I heard this from a Ephraim Waxman that he went into a particular town. He had to go to fundraise. Rav Baruch Ber was cool at Torah. He didn't really, but he had to fundraise for yeshiva. Especially back in the day. They didn't have executive directors. As we read all the stories, we know about Rav Chanan and all the good tzaddikim. Imagine what it was. They had to lower themselves and go and spend hours and days and months and years traveling just to fundraise for the yeshiva. They didn't have people doing this for them. And Rav Baruch Ber went, and he went to a particular family who was there. And the person, he told the person, please don't give me any introduction before I speak. I just want to give over Torah, and whatever people give, we'll give. And of course, the host got up and he starts. The host tells him, I have to talk about you a little bit to tell people who you are. People don't know, you know, let's just talk. And he gets up and talks about the godless of Baruch Ber and the genius of Baruch Ber. And all he's talking and mamish building, and Baruch Ber sitting there, and he's getting red in the face, sinking into his seat. He couldn't handle it, hearing such things about himself. And eventually he gets up, he screams, "It's not true! It's not true! He couldn't handle it. It's not good for it. He just couldn't handle it." He says, "I don't know. It's not true. It's not what it is." And he gave a shiur. And later that night, he's at the host. And later that night, the host saw he was in the bathroom for a long time, and Rav Baruch Ber Mamish was throwing up. He was throwing up like a ton.
Serving fish afterwards.
Yeah, there's a whole thing with the fish. So the host came to and said, "I'm so sorry. It must have been that the food wasn't good. It must have been. I'm so sorry. I thought it was." Rav Baruch Ber says, "No, the food was excellent. Nothing to do with the food. I'm throwing up all that I heard about myself. I've thrown up all the gaiva that was in with all that hearing, the godless. I was throwing it up to get rid of all of that." Imamish was physically ill from hearing such things because of his anivus. He couldn't hear such things about himself. We need anivus. We have to have humbleness in our lives. It's an attitude of life, which we see as yisoid shibisoidos. Yisoid shibisoidos. In learning vada, without anivus, you're going to get nowhere in learning. Because if you have gaiva, I know it already. I'm not being mekabel to learn from others. I'm not looking to learn from Rabbeim. I had Lo Aleinu. I remember at a Talmud, this is a few years ago, and he's already a Talmud who's older, and he himself is in some level in the world of Klei Kodesh. And I remember we were discussing a particular issue, and I was upset that he had a particular view on this issue that I didn't agree with at all. And I asked him, and I knew he learned from Chashuv Rabbanim after his whatever. And I asked him, so who are you following in such an issue, in such a derech? Who do you discuss? He says, no, I don't need to discuss with Rabbeim anymore. If I have a halachic shayla, I discuss with Rabbeim. Now I could already understand on my own. I didn't even try to convince him. I walked away. I said, that's where the discussion ends. Such gaiva. Such gaiva. I know it all already. I don't need to talk to Rabbeim about hashkafic issues or eitzah in life. Some 26-year-old kid or whatever he was at the time. Shem Yirachim. It's gaiva. I'm gaiva. When you have gaiva, you're not willing to learn from others, so you become nothing in Torah. How can we become anything in Torah? So the source of all Torah has to be Har Sinai. Vishmosha Anav Ma'od. It has to be Anivus. And now we're starting to understand, because Gaiva is the source of Lashon Hara as well, of course. So Lashon Hara is going to be connected Kol HaTorah Kula, because the Torah doesn't get off the ground B'li Anivus. That's what the Medrash is telling us. Connected Kol Chamish Yechumshe Torah. And now we understand as well, obviously, of all the 17 billion Torahs of Shlomo HaMelech, the one that's going to be the example, because it's the Yisod Shebisoidus of Chachman, I'm going to explain this more in depth in a few moments, is going to be that Lashon Hara is rooted in Eitz Erez, which is Gaiva, and the way to be Merap is the Ezov, which is Lahashbala, that's Ma'anivas, humility. How much humility we need. I know in my own life, I look at people, the people I respect the most are people full of humility. The people that I, mamish, unfortunately, don't so much respect and don't want to necessarily have to do with are people that are gaivadik. Zehu. It's very posh. It goes down to that. Zehu. There's nothing more or nothing less than that. It's that simple. I can respect people who aren't such big Bali or Shemayim yet. I can respect people who aren't yet big Tamid Chamim. I respect. That's something we have to grow and we have to work on. We're working our life on. It comes down to one thing. My wife's very intuitive to this. This is where my son probably gets it from. My wife only, she loves anyone who's an anon, she'll love you. Anyway, if you're Balgaiva, she can't even look at you. Can't even look. And she picks up on Balgaiva like it's like the source of Kol HaTorah, of any Torah, now is going to be Anivus. And in our relationship with others, how we treat others. You could be someone as Ben Alon Chavero, Derech Eretz, Beli Anivus, there's no such thing. Why do I care for another person? My sympathy, my empathy. You could be fake. You could give because I need my name on a wall. That you could do maybe, but that's really a Ben Alon Chavero, that's really Derech Eretz, that's a sympathy and empathy to every person that you meet. And in Avodas Hashem as well, you're going to be a real Eved Hashem. When it's all about you, it's not about the Rabban Shalom. How many mevatel ratoni l'ratoncha? If I have gaiva, it's about me. It's not about the Rabban Shalom. Kol HaTorah Kula is this. This is the beginning of Kol HaTorah. The whole Torah starts Bereishis, as you all know. So Medrash says at the beginning of Bereishis, Shimon ben Azai Omer. Va'anoscha tarbeni. Talking about the anova of the Rabban Shalom. Why? Baster v'dom masker shemo va'achekach shvacho. He talks about himself and then says what he does. Here, Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu eino kein. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not like that. El shebara tzarche elamo, bereishis bara, achekach masker shemo, elokim. Not elokim bara, but bereishis bara, elokim. Anivus started Kol HaTorah, the first beginning of the Torah, that starts with the Beis and Bereishis Bara before Elokim, which by the way answers the question of Tam Delio, why it starts with the Beis and not the Aleph. Tam Delio, we asked this question. Anivus at the beginning of Torah, Anova is at the end of the Torah also. The Gemara Menachos, Dav Lamed on the Beis, tells us that the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last few words, stops in the middle of a line. Why should it stop in the middle of the line? So that every person should understand that he realizes that there's never an end to learning. So I'm only there in the middle. There's so much more to learn. So the end of it, where does that come from when you realize and you think that I've never learned enough? There's always so much more to learn. Anivus, humility. So the end of the Torah teaches us anivus. The beginning of the Torah teaches us anivus. That means kol Torah kul is all anivus. Have a raya, the Gemara in Shabbos, Slamet Amar Beis. What does the Gemara in Shabbos, Slamet Amar Beis tell us about Koheles? Koheles, right? And it talks about that Koheles is full of stiras and confusion. It's very difficult. Over what? Avol Trilaso V'Sofo Be'emes. But since it starts and ends Be'emes, Sof Davar Kol Mishma, Sof Kim Yira, and Divir Kelta Kol Haval Havalim, everything at the beginning is Emes, Vada. Everything at the end is Emes, you know the whole thing is Emes. So if the whole beginning is Anivus, and the end is Anivus, the whole thing is Anivus. And therefore, Vada, that's the Chochma of Shlomo Melech that the Pidgin teach us. And Vada, that's Kelega Kol HaTorah Kula. Without Anivus, you don't. There's no such thing as being an Eved Hashem. You just subjugate your own desires. What I want to do, when I want to do it. So sometimes God fits in with me. So sometimes minion's good. Sometimes to wear a yarmulke is okay. When it fits in with my plans. But I'm on vacation and it's Chesnish, it's Pesach, and I'm at the Fountain Blue. It doesn't fit in with my plans not to go to the pool. It just doesn't fit in. That's not my plans to hang out in the cabana over there. So there are women that are not dressed appropriately. Come on, I'm holding my safer. When I was a senior in high school, I didn't hold my safer. Now I'm very firm. Because it doesn't fit in with my plans. You know, the Rebbeinu Machaye says the 3,000 mashalim is referring 3,000 aleph, three. Aleph means to learn, is limudim, is raya, in different places. Three are the three books of Shlomo Melech, actually. Mishlei, Shir Shirim, and Koheles. If you read through Mishlei, Shir Shirim, and Koheles, the whole things are only talking about the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiflos Adam. So again, it's all about Anivus. And that's the source, that's the Yisoyed Kol HaTorah Kula. And I want to talk for a moment. Spoke about this a little bit earlier in the week. I don't know how many listened on Monday to the Musar, but I wanted to talk again and share two very quick stories. This week, Monday, we lost Tzaddik Yisoyed Olam, a very big Tzaddik from our midst, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, Shmuel Ephraim's Rebbe, and the Rebbe of thousands. I had this list to learn from Varun a few times in my life, to hear Torah from Varun a few times in my life, to talk to Varun a few times in my life. I can't say I had this list to have a personal relationship with me. I lost out on that. I missed out on that, to have a personal relationship with him. But we lost someone very, very big. Vada big in Torah knowledge. Knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. Not just knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. Understanding with Havana in a very deep way, Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't even know if I could explain what that means, but if you've ever heard him speak and you've ever read any of his Torah, you understand what that means, to what it means to understand Torah in a very deep way. Ba'amkus. To really get it. And besides for that, he was the prime symbolism of a tzaddik. The anivus, when you talk about anivus, if it wasn't that he passed away this week, if it wasn't that he was nifted this week, and we gave a shir tonight on anivus, seemingly the primary example we think about anivus would be Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Even if he wasn't on our minds. So we'll talk about a tzaddik who had a kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips, and anivus, I can't even explain to you anivus. Shmuel Ephraim can tell you, the way he would sit, the way he would learn, the way he would just sit in the Chadar Ochel and eat with the Talmidim.
Stand on line
to get his food. I want to share two little stories that I heard from one of his Talmidim who was there. To understand the Anivus and to understand where it took him. Rav Aaron, when he was younger, at first he was before he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Gush, he was a Rosh Yeshiva University in YU. But at the very beginning, he was actually a Rebbe in MTA. very, very beginning. I don't know for how long. Probably was not that long. Probably very, but whatever it was, he was a Rebbe in MTA. And one of his Talmidim in MTA was with him, and they were on a school trip. On a school trip. Wherever they went, I don't know, they got back at night, and then this Talmud was looking for the Rebbe. He was looking for Rav Aaron. He was looking for Rav Aaron. I heard this from the Talmud. He's looking all over, can't find Rav Talmud. He can't find Rav Aaron. And he goes back on the bus. And he finds Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on his hands and knees on the bus, cleaning up all the garbage of the bus. Because it shouldn't be that the bus driver should have to clean up the garbage that his Talmidim made. That takes anivus like a Moshe Rabbeinu. If you understand, then you can't even understand the anivus of it until you understand who Rav Aaron was. When you understand his godless, you can understand his anivus. The same Talmud told me a different story. Same Talmud told me this Talmud was like a bit embarrassed by him. And he was with him often. And he was with him Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, all day Tisha B'Av, you know it's a long day, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, we've all, I'm sure, been in Eretz Yisrael for Tisha B'Av, and his mamish can be very, very, very hot. And the end of the tainus, your mamish, even those of us that connect Tisha B'Av and all tainus are doing okay, at the end, when it's over, like, you really want to drink. You really want to eat. If you're normal. So this Talmud goes back, Tisha B'Av's over, the Talmud goes back to Rav Aaron's house, and the Rebbetzin's there, and she has a whole spread of beautiful food ready to eat. But Chazer, Rav, you're not going to eat before Rav Aaron's there, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and it's already 20 minutes after the tainus, and they wait another 10 minutes, a half hour after the tainus. Where's Rav Aaron? So this Talmud goes, and he goes back. He looks around the Beis Medrash, can't find him. Goes into his office. He finds Rav Aaron sitting with a Gemara, sitting and learning. You see, as we all know, the one day a year you're not allowed to learn is Tisha B'Av. So when Tisha B'Av is over, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, where does he run? Does he run to feed his guf? No, he runs to feed his neshama. Because when you have a nivus like a Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, you could build a desire for Torah like a Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. I deeply believe it wasn't that because of the greatness in Torah he became an Anav. It's because he was such an Anav that he became great in Torah. That's the Yisod. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's the Chachma of Shlomo Melech. Chachma of Shlomo Melech. Chachma. What's Chachma? Oisios? Koach Ma. Koach Ma. The Koach Ma, what is it? Meaning as if there's nothing there. Chachma is Koach Ma. So let's end with the following. Chassam Sofer says, based on Rashi and Veschanon, that the Erez from Levanon, the Eitz Erez mi Levanon, is actually referring to the Beis HaMikdash. I obviously have a deeper idea. The Eitz Erez, that same Eitz Erez is Beis HaMikdash, mi Levanon, if you look in Rashi and Veschanon, Per Gimel, Chafei. So listen as follows, why? What's the allusion to Beis HaMikdash? This Gaiva, what's the allusion to Beis HaMikdash? So if you look in the Yalkut Shemoyni Yecheskel, that Chirim that we spoke about, that the Gemara in Chulin quoted, Chirim Melech Sur. So the Yalkut Shemoyni says that Chirim Melech Sur Haya Geyom is Gaad Ma'od. He was a tremendous Baal Gaiva. Ka Chirim Haya Mizgal Yidei Shesholach Arozim LeBeis HaMikdash. He sent Arazim, cedarwood, to the Beis Mikdash. He had a tremendous gaiva about that. Listen to this. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Machriv Es Beisi, Shal Yechirim Es Ga. I'm going to destroy my house. So Chirim shouldn't have gaius, shouldn't have gaiva. Because of the gaiva that represented by that Arazim, Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never connect to gaiva. And I said, oh, Churban Beis HaMikdash was even dependent on gaiva. Anivus is the source of Kol HaTorah. Anivus is the source of being a good person, humility and humbleness. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a little matana. Anivus is Gematria 536, exactly Gematria Bezet Dvekus. Through this is Dvekus. Anivus is Gematria Bezet Dvekus. Each and every one of us, we want to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be Mekabel Torah. Kabbalah is a Torah coming up. The Chag, the Yontif HaShavuos. So Bezet Shem Yisbarach, when we pay attention to these Torahs, of Tazria Mitzora, we recognize of all the 17,622,675,000 Torahs of Shlomo Melech, the one that is the symbolism of Kol HaTorah is this idea not to be about Gaiva and to have Shiflus, to have Anivus in every area of our life. We Zeicha through the humility of our life to connect to Torah in the deepest ways. And we Zeicha through that humility, if that Gaiva destroyed Beis HaMikdash, the Yalkut Shimoni saying, through Anivus that we're going to build, Bizeicha to build Beis HaMikdash, Bizeicha to be reconnected with the Rebbeinu Shalom, to be able to Dar La'ilam with the Rebbeinu Shalom, with B'as Mashiach B'mheirav Yameh.